Hello and welcome to the A&E podcast, a podcast where we talk about whatever, with me, Aaron.
And me, Ethan. On this episode, it's been a long while, so we're going to get back into it. Let's have a catch up.
Let's go.
Hello! Hello and welcome to the A&E podcast, the long lost A&E podcast, with me, Aaron.
Yes, and myself, Ethan.
It's been a while. How long exactly? Who knows? What, like, how long has it been?
Do you think? So 6 months? Maybe. Yeah, maybe. It's been a while.
The fans have been pestering us. It's been a long time. So hope everyone's well. Hope all the people that watch this is they're having a great time, had a great summer.
Yeah.
How have you been, mate? How's things been?
Oh, well.
If I knew you were going to ask me that.
Fine. Things are good. I'm happy. It's been a while. Honestly, can't remember exactly what we last even spoke about. I think it was the last episode, I'm pretty sure, it was Atomfall. We was waiting to come out.
Ah, right, yeah.
Been out, done it. Was good.
Have you completed it?
I haven't completed it. I've got sort of somewhat of the way through it, and then found it sort of too long to run around the map doing all these different bits and bobs, so I just gave up.
Yeah, I sort of got similar point. What did I do? There's like these wicker people that like wear masks and that. And they're like in all these tunnels underground and that. Did you ever go to that point?
Yeah.
And they've got like this burning man, and so I think it's somewhere near the dam.
Yeah.
So the last big thing I did was that. And that was actually really good. Like you go deep into the tunnels and that. That felt very Fallout. That was really good. I'm trying to think what. Yeah. I same sort of thing. Like, it's just like, oh my god, if I'm gonna play this again, I haven't got the patience at the minute to be like, right, I'm gonna spend hours just going and play this game now. Just ain't got the time, or I'm too tired. So updates, mate. What's been happening in your life in the last few months?
New job. Last time I was on, I think that the job search was a struggle, but good old Uncle Al is coming clutch again. Oh, tour, job, anything,
life,
yeah. Obviously, as the viewers may or may not know, we used to work together, and then you got sick of me, so we didn't. We stopped working together. That's not true. So for anyone that doesn't know, Aaron is a chippy, makes furniture for a living currently, and a couple of workshops down is a guy called Christian who does the same thing. He was looking for a guy, Aaron suggested me, and here we are. So I'm currently now making furniture, or attempting to make furniture. It's fucking hard.
It is hard. It's a... You're getting the crash course as well, but for everyone known, we'll put the link in the description, or on the screen or whatever. It's called Crayfish Joinery. People, please check his stuff out because he is super, super talented, Essex based and that. But really super talented. The furniture stuff that he makes is like incredible. So you've landed on your feet there. I think you've got a good future there. That's good. And Christian's legend, and he's really nice.
Legend, mate. You know, like he's like the most jolly, happy man. Today, he come over to me, he patted me on the back. He was like, "I'm so glad you're here," and I was like, "You are so nice, man. So nice."
Oh, man. I love that. That's really nice. Yeah.
So that's me, mate. And on top of that, training and it's about it. Band stuff. What about you? What's going on in your life?
Well, hang on. Let's not move on so quick, right?
Mm.
You say band stuff, like, what's been happening with the band stuff? So you had a single released recently, didn't you?
Yeah, so for anyone who doesn't know, and you probably don't, we he had released another single a couple of weeks back now called Second Strike. Please check it out. We spent ages recording it and making sure it was right, and then got so fed up of waiting and like, and we needed to release, and so we basically rushed it, and there wasn't any real decent promo for it. So hence it's sort of fallen flat a little bit, but it's fine. We just wanted to put something out there to let people know we're still around. But we're going to follow it up. Like the plan originally was to write an album, release an album, but it doesn't make sense really, cause we're too small. So we're just going to drip feed sort of content, over the next coming months and just make the most of obviously what we're sitting on really.
Maybe we'll we can play it on here. We can promote it on here. We can could be like an exclusive.
Oh my god! Check that out. Yeah, we'll do
and,
that.
Also, as well, I think the last time, the last show, yeah, we were saying you got the last the last podcast. You were saying I think we mentioned that you had a tour coming up. So how was the tour, Old Wolf?
Yes, we went on a tour of Old Wolf. We done a show two shows with a band called Abysmal. They opened. Old Wolf are sick. They're a really nice bunch of lads. Big shout out to Old Wolf. It was good. It's interesting. It's the first sort of time that we've spent. We've done a show in Manchester. So I think that's the most northern show that we've done to date. It was a bit of a miss, that show, actually. We played well, but I think it was marketed as a hardcore gig. So when we showed up not playing hardcore, everyone sort of seemed a little bit miffed. But then we played Birmingham, we played Norwich, and we played Southampton. Funnily enough, I honestly thought that Norwich would be the quietest show, but it actually was. There was the most people there. Norwich was sick. At B2.
Shout out Norwich,
yeah. But, honestly, Old Wolf are sick, definitely.
Yeah, Old Wolf are fucking sick.
They're sick,
Old Wolf
mate.
Are really good.
Looking to do some stuff with them again in the future. Potentially some Europe stuff. So, and keep your eyes peeled, lads. Fucking hell. but, yeah, so. Other than that, mate, that's basically... Especially my life,
well,
band, and
one thing I think I'm remembering more about your life than you, right?
Yeah, it's
well,
all a blur.
Talking
to
jiu-jitsu.
Oh yeah.
Didn't you have a jiu-jitsu competition?
That did happen. Well.
Yeah, come on.
I did there was just a white belt interclub, which is basically when sort of all different clubs go to one club and they do competition style rounds. There's no winner. It's just sort of an incentive for new people to come together and learn how competitions will go and just get a feel for it. But they're, people, yeah, there's no winner or loser on paper, but...
There's one loser.
Well, yeah, there's one loser, but it weren't me. no, that was, it was really good.
If I remember, you did a one gi, one no gi.
So I done two no-gi, and I done two in gi. Three of the roles that I had were in my weight class, and then people started to sort of peel off towards the end. So there was another guy that was in the 80 kilos, and they was like, oh, if you're up for it, like, it's a bit of fun. I thought, yeah, fuck it, why not? So, so I done... First round was a no-gi. I caught him in a triangle fairly early on. But in this, again, because it's an interclub, it's like in an ordinary tournament, if you catch someone in a submission, then the round's over and you win. In this, it's just like you reset because it's more sort of beginner, sort of friendly. But I got a triangle on that guy. Saw the round out. Second guy was his mate, and he was out for blood a little bit. he wanted revenge for his mate. Well, I can't blame him. But I ended up, I sort of pulled guard, and as I've sort of come down, he sort of stepped around the side of me, and he's put he's but he's come down too quick, so he's trying to step around the outside of me, but I'm sort of threatening the guillotine. So if he ordinarily, if I didn't have my arm round his neck, he could just step back over the other side and he'd be inside control. But had he done that, there was a pretty decent chance that I could put a guillotine on. So he sort of spanned me in a circle like some sort of fucking Beyblade for a little while. And then I managed to sort of posture up, get to my knees. He's pressured forward a bit. I've rolled him and then landed on his nuts. So he.
That's what you get, mate.
Yeah.
That's what you get, man. That's what your nuts get.
Honestly, try passing my gut. What do you.
Maybe, do you know what? Maybe we should put a little clip in the just a little clip, a little 5 second clip of you rolling. That'd be cool.
I'll chuck it in there somewhere. But yeah, so he sort of taps because he needs to recover. Fair play. And then yeah, I went into the gi, and there was this other guy who was at, he trains at the gym that we was at, and he was a little bit rude, to be honest. He was a little bit arrogant, like the whole day. So I kind of, it's all in good, good spirits and stuff, but I thought it just motivated me more to try and tap him because he just weren't really just a bit of a
Give a
prick.
dick.
Yeah. So I sat I he made some sort of slow attempt at trying to pull guard. But I stuffed his guard and then ended up in mount. He sort of squirmed around for a little while. I nearly got an Americana. I've ended up on his back. He's then sort of gone to turtle. And I thought, and as we've come up and I'm on his back, I've reached under his left armpit and grabbed his arm because ordinarily you can pull their arm into their chest and they'll roll forward. But as I've grabbed his wrist, he's turned his wrist in, sort of like. Elbows at 12 o'clock, wrists is at 6 o'clock. So as he's done that, I thought I'm gonna have a better chance at getting some form of Kimura here than I am getting his neck, especially in the gi. So I've put my hips higher on it onto his shoulders, grabbed my wrist, and just started to wrench his arm around, and he tapped pretty quick because. Those sorts of like arm locks and stuff, you don't want to be messing around. Like,
Yeah, it's not worth an injury, is it? You sort of
nah.
feel that you're sort of there and think about like, right, that's me.
Yeah, that's to be honest, that's what he said. It was like it weren't on, but it was about to be. So let it end there, which is a good decision because you don't, the last thing you want is to be injured at some interclub white belt. You know what I mean? Competition. So.
No. You look good in the videos and
Yeah,
yeah, no, you did good. You sounded as well like you got a good corner. Like your coach was
Oh
really
yeah.
good at guiding you through and sort of help, like offering advice and that. It was really good actually to watch.
Mate, James, my coach, is the bollocks. Shout out, I think it's Essex BJJ Essex or Essex BJJ on Instagram. His name's James. Check him out. He does one to
Big up.
ones. Big up. He trains all the guys at Paragon as well, and he thinks do a grappling. He is. The bollocks, and aside from being like really good at jiu-jitsu himself, really good teacher at jiu-jitsu, he's just salt of the earth guy. Like, honestly, we'll have him on at some point 100%. He said he's up for it
Yeah.
already, so
Sweet.
yeah. And he don't give a fuck, mate. Like, no other coach at that event said a word, and the whole time
Yeah,
he's
it's so
shat.
stupid.
Yeah, it is, and he's shouting across. James will shout across the mat to tell you what to do to guide you. Now he don't give a shit, mate. He just wants to see
Good. Try and extract your right
his
leg.
students win, mate.
Very
Simple as that.
good.
Yeah,
Trouble will be there
that's
again.
the way
Very
it should be,
good.
I think.
Now hold his head,
100%,
Ethan. Hold his head.
100%.
Try and lock it.
So, I think that's it for me. I think that's it.
You think?
I think.
No. I'll see if I can remember anything more. Oh, good, mate. It's good. It's good about the job.
Yeah.
It's a good path to go down. It's creative. It's fucking. It's satisfying. You're already seeing the sets. You've had a couple now, and you've jobs from beginning to end, seeing the whole process and the satisfaction at the end of it. Yeah, it's just awesome, awesome, mate.
Yeah, also, like, some, like, you'll know this, like, sometimes you have a job and you think, I hate everyone here and I fucking hate this job. I was at a gardening place for a while, for a couple of months, and honestly, it's one of them where you wake up and you're like, I honestly don't know if I can fucking work this job. And then you leave and it's the best feeling ever when you walk out the door.
Oh, I've been there so many times, mate. Man. Leaving a job is the best feeling in the world, man. You're just like, yeah, I'll quit, mate. And then, especially if they're like, oh, why? Bye. Feels so good, man. I love it.
So good. You walk out the door and then you're like, oh, a good job. Fuck.
Yeah. Nah, I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, it's good. So what's happening in your life, mate? Talk to me.
Tired. Mm. That's one thing I've one constant in my life.
Yeah, that's changed.
So I guess one big thing is I stopped doing band stuff. Now I was doing Suffer. We did some shows. We were going to do an EP, but I decided I didn't want to do it anymore. And we did the last single, which was Orphan. We released that and then, called it quits, really. So basically, like, nothing to do with the Suffer guys. Suffer guys, they're all a bunch of legends. Like, I've toured around Europe with them, around the UK. They're just, sound guys, like, not a bunch of legends. So it's nothing to do with the people or that. I'm just a bit done, just a bit ready to move on. I'm not going to say done because that sounds negative. It's not negative for me. I've had a lot of positives in music. Like, well, say in metal and the band stuff, like, I may do something different in the future. I'm not sure, but like metal and band stuff, I just ready to move on. You know, I'm the type of person that when I do something, it pretty much takes all my attention, takes all my brain headspace.
Mm.
So I don't really have room for other stuff.
Yeah.
I can only do a couple of things at a time. And there are other things in life I want to try and I want to do. So just decided to move on. And so I did that. That was something we sort of similar to what you're saying with the singles. It was like we had this single, we did the video, and I really loved the song. Everyone loves it, the band and that. But it's like, what's the point in putting any effort into this release, seeing as now the lineup's going to change again? So there was no promotion really. It was just like Slam Edward, there you go.
Yeah.
And it's a mad. You just can't put a song and video out anymore. You've just got push, spend money. It's I think we've talked about this before, but anyway, that's one thing. Been busy at work. Just work. What else have I been doing? A couple of days ago I went to see the Tina Turner musical Boy.
Oh, bosh.
It was banging. I know. I loved it. Oh, I absolutely loved it. What else are we doing? Loving the cinema. I've been, working. I haven't been going to the gym at all last couple of weeks. I've been flaking.
It happens.
I'm just getting into I'm just getting into a... If for people just listening, I'm sitting on a leather chair, so...
Yeah, that's true.
I was just talking about this before, but I don't know, Ethan's into it as well, but... I'm really getting into watching the Stora guys, the parkour British UK guys.
Yeah.
I've seen that Stora logo and I've seen clips before and not really paid attention. But what I think has got me really onto them is that I've seen clips of the parkour game.
Mm.
It looks, and it's only on Steam, so it's like in beta or something. It looks so good. So I've seen clips of that, seeing people that I follow on YouTube. Play that game and it looks so good, and then I thought Stora, and then that's how I went down a rabbit hole. But they're so good, man. Like, shout out Stora.
Yeah, shout out Stora.
If you haven't seen them already, I think every video gets millions of views, so they don't need the shout out. But I've been like obsessed with that. That's about it really. It's what happens, isn't it? Work.
And as well, like, because work's always busy, always doing something. Days, I don't know about like what it's like at Ben's, but the days just seem to fly by, and by the end, like, you're like, oh, it's the weekend again.
Which it's like most of what I do is at this place is the fitting side of it.
Yeah.
I do the making and eventually will make my own, go and do it on my own. But I mainly do the fitting side of things. So it's like, because there is a lot of, I feel like there's quite, there can be some downtime in the when you're working in the workshop.
Mm.
But when you're out fitting, you're in someone's house and you've got like crazy amounts to do.
Yeah.
That makes the day good. There's not enough hours in the day.
Yeah.
Time goes ridiculously quick. And it's been crazy. There's been a couple jobs where it's like, this is insane how intense this is.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
You're fighting so many different problems, like dealing with a customer, you're dealing with possibly things wrong. And yeah, so it's an intense job, but well satisfying. Like when you've done it and you stand back and you're like, oh, mate, that's banging.
Yeah, the end product, especially when the customer comes in, they're chuffed with it as well. That's always good, man. That's always good. But I know what you mean. Like we done that sort of bed situation.
Ah, the mezzanine thing. Yeah. Mezzanine.
So that was tough because that room was like really tall, but really small, and where we've got sort of these panels that would be the bed or where they come together and are the bed. They're heavy, 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 thick panels that you've got to like I don't know about you, whenever you're carrying something through like a customer's house, you're always like really tense. Like, oh, I can't touch.
Oh, them. I'm a bit clumsy. I'm terrible with it. I have to really take my time and concentrate because I bang everything.
Oh, mate, and that's the worst thing. You damage something, someone's house. Oh, I've got to tell him.
I hate it when you're doing a job and they're doing their house up or they're doing that room up or whatever.
Yeah.
They've just done all the painting and all the carpet and everything's pristine and really expensive. Mm. And you're meant to try and fit this furniture within it and scribe it and all get it all perfect and not scratch something. It's like, mate, give me a chance. So like a room like that where it's like tiny. It was like, I think I remember saying it was like just over 2.4 one way and then 2.2 or 2.1 the other way, wasn't it?
It weren't even
a full sheet the other way.
Yeah, it was
and this thing goes up, mate.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, again, check out Crayfish Joinery
because
you'll see there will be some pictures of that on there soon. But yeah, you look crazy, man.
They should be on, definitely, they should be up by the time this comes out. I think he's actually going to fit that last glass panel tomorrow because he had problems with glass people, no surprise. And then all of a sudden, two turned up on the same day. So, but yeah, definitely check it out. You should see it. But yeah, jobs like that are hard. And the thing I hate, and I can't blame them for doing it, but it just does my head in when you're doing a job fitting something, and they're just every 45 seconds they're poking their head around the door, and you're like, mate, fuck off,
get the fuck out of my space, cunt.
Move out the way.
I hate, like, some of the parts people don't really know, like, the scribing parts of it. So, like, you'll have your built-in unit and the finishing pieces around the unit will tie it into the room and make it a built-in thing. That's actually quite difficult. It's quite difficult to get bang on. And I've had a couple of jobs where literally they're breathing over my shoulder as I'm doing it. Like, mate, please go away. I'm terrible with, like, doing something when I'm like really have to focus and someone's there watching me, I'm just get flustered.
Yeah, and also I just find it. Yeah, it is a hindrance. So if you're ever getting furniture fitted or you're getting work done or something, right? Unless you're offering them a drink or something, just fucking leave them alone because it is annoying.
Don't be in the house.
Yeah.
Go away. Like the best jobs I've done, like the best the actual best result is when I've been completely left alone because I can just focus on it. And yeah, when people are hovering around and asking questions about it when it's not done halfway through it and you're like, mate, it's not finished.
Yeah. Or they come in, they're like, is that going to line up right? Like, well,
oh, mate, I don't walk into a kitchen and go, oh, you're cooking that meal, right? You're going to cook them chips, aren't you? You're going to put salt on it. It's like, no, you don't do it. It's not finished. Wait until it's fucking finished.
Yeah.
People, mate.
Oh,
people are the worst part of these jobs, man.
Fucking go mental.
What notification was that?
That's just making sure that all those porn websites I go on aren't giving me any viruses, mate.
Spaff.com.
Spaff.com. Men for you.
This is what people watching, look, this is what constantly working and being tired does to you. I'm only 15.
15?
But no, yeah, so it's general thing. It's going good. I think we're both on the good track, and it's good. It's nice that we're both working close to each other and both doing the same sort of thing.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have each other sort of literally a couple hundred metres or maybe 100 metres away so I can go down and annoy you every so often. Funny. You're always off on a job, though. You're always away.
What's that?
I said you're always off on a job, though, usually.
I'm always fitting. I'm the master fitter. No one else can do it.
Yeah, it's true. Well, Harry definitely can't.
I don't
do
mind it.
It.
I'm getting into a rhythm now with it. I quite like it. It can be stressful, but it's just when there are so many elements that go into it, so many things can go wrong. But yeah.
Yeah, it's certainly problematic, especially like you go in, the floor is like 50 mil out or something, and you're like, oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah, that happens everywhere. You go to a brand new house, new build, and the floor's out. Mate, what's going on here?
Yes, I mean, part of our previous carpentry experience, my only real carpentry experience was doing new builds, and folks, let me tell you, don't get
stay
a new build.
Away. Don't get stay a new away build. From new builds.
Obviously, everything we did, like, what we did was level, always.
Yeah, half landing stuff. That's a part.
Listen, if you're ever in Ipswich, right, just don't buy a house.
Yeah.
If it's got a landing, don't go near it. the last site that me and Aaron worked on together was these new builds in Ipswich, and sometimes like that you get in there and the stairs are like half a foot away from the landing, and you're like, oh, I'm supposed to do something with this, am I?
Yeah, I'm about to make good around this, and this is And I meant to do. I was doing framing on the underside of stairs, and the stairs aren't level.
Yeah.
They only put a pencil on these steps.
Yeah.
Both sides, it's gonna roll off because it's so uneven. Mm. Like, yeah, the new post is just floating in the air.
I meant to just
make this all good. Am I? I'm like, okay. You get to a certain all the stairs are all crap, so it's all just like MDF cheap. You get to them, they've been left in the rain, and they're all swollen and weak. And like, mate, it's all shambles.
They
like,
just
honestly.
Fit them anyway.
Yeah, they don't care. They do not care. These people do not give a shit.
No. Mate, honestly, there was a couple of times that I got to the top of the stairs and I had to get an Uber to landing. Yeah.
Oh, mate. It's bad, mate. It's bad. So bad. I do not miss that at all. It's annoying, though, because I don't know if anyone knows, but like the money is good in these jobs.
It is.
The stuff you've got to put up with, it's like sell your soul and be miserable, but you get a good living.
I had it right off, right? Because I'm not a qualified carpenter at all. Not even close, right? And I've rocked up to this site. Only through Aaron have I managed to do it. Not even got a CSCS card, right? And I'm getting paid like a couple of them days and earn like 400 quid a day. I'm like, mate, I've been here 2 hours.
We was having it off there.
We just sent him an invoice. It was like, just fucking pay it or beat you up.
Just pay. Yeah, well, it got to the end of it, and that was beginning to be a mission.
Fucking what are their names?
Adam.
Adam.
Adam the Mongoloid.
Adam, if you're listening, fuck you.
If you're listening, fuck you, man.
And Mike, grow some balls, bitch.
Yeah, grow some testes, little helmet. Oh, but yeah, anyway, good. Let's go a bit more positive. So yeah, we're all both enjoying the work. It's all good. You've got some, promising stuff coming up with the music side of things.
Yes, mate.
Oh, yeah. So if anyone's wondering as well, like, we did record an episode.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a guest.
Oh,
and the
mate.
Episode... Yeah, so we're not sure if it'll ever get released, but
I could potentially save it. It's just about doing it, but that's
what. But even if it's like audio only or something,
The thing, I would still have to resolve the issue in the same way. So I think, but we'll do it. The guest we had was spot on. It's definitely worth doing. It's just, it was like, oh, that's going to be a mission to do. And then it just sort of got put on the shelf and that's where it stayed for a little while. But that we will release that. I will release that soon. But we had a guest on, really cool guest. So yeah, we will get that out. Definitely.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh,
nice, man. So we do intend to be back at it. You know, very easy. They're just like, there's something in the way there. So then it's easy to just flake.
Yeah.
I'm even just talking about myself. There's a video there and he's doing. Do we just skip over it? Do we wait? Or what's the thing there? And it's, and plus, like, the work thing's been intense. And it's just easy to let stuff get in the way. But we do intend to keep uploading. We've got some cool ideas. I think we're still we want to do a playthrough maybe next one. We've got one, like maybe do one about like ghosts and stuff, we said.
Oh, yeah.
Spooky, which would be good.
Scary.
I'm scared.
Yes.
So, yeah, that'd be good, I think. Have you seen any films or anything recently?
So I don't go to the cinema very often. Last time I went to see Weapons. Very interesting
that as well.
Film. So my girlfriend is like a film nerd. So like she's very much into anything film related and how she likes, you know, how it's films are written and like symbolism in films and what they're supposed to be a hint at or, you know, a metaphor for. So she's proper into it, like, and I'm more of a, like, you know, I'll just...
A bit more casual.
Yeah, a bit more casual films, but I've started to sort of... I see her perspective on films and I'm definitely starting to sort of go down that path a little bit. But Weapons was an interesting one because it seems to be all about, like, the subconscious mind. Obviously, you know, no spoilers for anyone that's out there.
Spoilers, maybe,
just be careful. But yeah, Weapons was good. Interesting film.
I thought it was good. I thought it looked really good. Like the cinematography of it, looked really good. Good cast. Yeah, it's hard. That's the sort of film where, like, it's hard to really explain it without ruining it because I didn't know the whole... the second half of the third act. You don't see that in the trailer. You don't really get it. So like, I don't want to ruin it, but because it is quite quirky.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was really good. I like horrors that are like quite nice, pleasing to the eye and, a bit weird and, and gory as well. I like a bit of gore.
Yeah. And yeah, it's a very, well put together film. I think also they shot it it didn't play out how I thought it would. Just in the way that the film sort of presents itself. But it's hard because I don't want to say too much, but you almost have to say too much if you're going to talk about the film. Yeah. But watch Weapons. And then before that was 28 Years Later.
Oh, that is so good.
Yeah, that one's
good, man. It's banging, wasn't it? Do you like it?
I really liked it.
Oh, so good, man. Dong. Seen plenty of zombie dong as well.
Too much, maybe.
I liked it. there's the bit where you're seeing them walk across the landscape and you see the galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy in the background. Yeah. Like, some of the visuals in there. They did certain scenes where they captured images from loads of iPhones.
Yeah.
And you just like captures you in this moment. And it's like where someone's getting, a zombie's getting hit or what an action at a moment. And it's just like so interesting and they're so creative that even if the story was shit, which it isn't, it's such a good film because I really like when people take risks. I think it's Danny Boyle again.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I love 28 Days Later. I didn't mind 28 Weeks Later, although it's very different. But this mate, all day long. I'm looking forward to watch it again. I think actually they've just released the trailer for the sequel for this.
They have. I haven't actually seen it yet. I've not seen it yet. But
no, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, that film was really good. I like the. There was something to be. I feel like, as you said, that shot where they're sort of running across that footpath, and you can see the shot of the galaxy. There's like a couple of instances in that film where you almost take a bit of a step away from what's going on in the film, and it just takes this strange sort of perspective on the nature around the situation. And also it's sort of, I'm sure if you're into, you know, the films, you'll know more of the lore than I do, but it's interesting because there seems to be more, it's hinting at more human, like typical zombies would just be like, oh, I'm going to eat you. That's all I want to do. But it seems as if there's like a, there's something more going on, like that, especially now that there's alphas, so there's hierarchy, which sort of implies that they're still somewhat like conscious, you know, they're not just mindless sort of eating machines.
There's something there still. Especially there's one scene in it, again, no spoilers, so, but there's one scene in it which is very much like almost they make a connection to together, like the zombie, the non-zombie. So the it just throws another spanner in the works, because the zombies are just usually they die and they're crazed, and it's more like this. I forgot it now, but I did know it. It's more just like they're still alive, but they're sick, they're infected. It was sick, man. It was really sick. Like there's so many visuals that are just like, oh, that looks amazing.
Mm. Yeah, I really like that film. I really like the film. Definitely gonna go go watch the other one. Who's the guy that plays the doctor in it? He plays Voldemort, right?
Oh yeah. I can't remember his name. He was so good at it.
He's so good at it. He's a great actor anyway.
Mate.
And also, obviously, no spoilers, but very peculiar ending.
Mate, I know. We can't. I don't want to ruin it. There's a few theories, because I think the opening scene and the end scene are very much the same thing. They're very much connected. So that's going to be really interesting. It's a bit of a tone shift almost, but
there's quite a lot to unpack from that end scene, and it sort of takes a bit of a turn, because you're like, especially from how the rest of the film plays out in terms of like style, that end scene, you're like, what the fuck just happened there? That was weird. Super interested to see because there's two more. This next one, definitely looking forward to see that one, 100%.
Yeah, boy. I think they've already they filmed it alongside. I think, I don't know if they did the third one as well, but I think they've just filmed it all together. So it shouldn't be massive wait in between them.
I think January. I think could be wrong. I'm sure I heard January floating around.
Fucking bash.
Oh, bash.
Yeah, sick man. Anything else? Any other films? Was that it?
I mean, that's all I've seen in cinema. I sort of fell asleep halfway through watching The Imitation Game with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, mate. I love that film.
Mate, honestly, like, if you... I don't know if you've seen it. It's been out long enough that...
Yeah, if you ain't, don't worry about spoilers.
Yeah,
there,
if you ain't seen it, it's your own fucking fault at this point, right? I've only seen half of it, to be honest. But but the story of that guy is,
mate,
so sad. So sad.
So I don't want to spoil it for you, right?
No, I mean,
you see the first half, did you?
I know the story of the actual guy.
He got fucked over, that poor guy. So he ends up, he's homosexual. He gets shunned about it towards the end. And he's basically helped win the war.
Yeah.
He's like helped, invented the first thing that basically is like the first computer.
Yeah.
He's done all this stuff and he gets, funny enough, not to be controversial. Right. But he gets the same things they're giving kids for puberty blocking. Now,
yeah,
they chemically castrate him, and he ends up killing himself. Think it wasn't that long ago he actually got they give him a pardon, and they've put him on the £50 note, I think, or one of the notes. But it's a really sad story because I think he was possibly on the spectrum, but obviously back then they didn't really know too much about it.
Yeah.
So he's absolutely brilliant, but socially he's a bit funny, just a bit odd. But he just doesn't seem to get on with people, and you see him this struggle with this and his sexuality and basically like. So much going on in it. He helps. Is it the Enigma or what's the actual machine called? He helps create this machine which deciphers German coding or whatever, and so he can like decipher. He understands like when they're trying to be descriptive, and it's amazing, man. Did you see the scene at the end where they're listening to the German radios talk to each other? And they're deciphering their sort of code, and they find out there's going to be a bombing. And one of the guys who helped the team make this Enigma, his brother is in this place. Yeah. But because they have to be sort of smart about it, because if they start blocking every single attack, the Germans will clock on and it'll be useless. They have to let this bombing go down still.
Yeah.
And they just basically have to let his brother die in this bombing.
Yeah.
And this guy's like crying, oh please not my bombing. It's deep, mate. It's really deep, but it's all like based on a true story. It's quite
it's heavy.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a good film, man.
I need to finish it. But yeah, I mean
honestly it's so good.
Mate, I think it's weird, like something that old war films, right, compared to, like, if you watch, like, newer war films generally, they're more about the action than anything else. And then you watch old, like, World War II films that always seem to be revolved more around, like, the people in the war rather than the action of the war itself. Like, Fury, for example, is about these guys who are just, like, all mentally all over the place. Mate, Fury is an absolute
Fury's good.
Banging film. I fucking love Shia LaBeouf, mate. He's such a G.
He's a legend. Yeah, he's a legend. Mm. Some of the war films. There's a random shout out, it's a deep cut, but there's an old film called Casualties of War.
Right.
And this is like 80s, 90s. It's Michael J. Fox and Sean Penn. But that's another one where it's about the Vietnam War, but it's more about the effect it's had on the soldiers that are there and how now their morality and their sense of humanity is gone and changed and they're really deprived. And it's like, get the end of the war, the Americans are getting called out of Vietnam and these people who have just been there butchering and murdering people on both sides, but it's the American side, they've now got to try and go and they're sort of, go to A from A to B to try and make it to this place, and it's like it gets really dark. Sean Penn's like just completely PTSD and he's gone fucking mental, and it's like he is the mental side of it. He's the result of all the evil of war, and Michael J. Fox is your sort of your grounded connection to the movie, and it's just them battling it and what they're prepared to do in this thing. It's grim, yeah. Like older war films are so much better than current ones, like that Casualties of War, Deer Hunter. If you've seen Deer Hunter, that is deep film.
I haven't seen it.
I'll check it out. Yeah, check out Deer. I mean, I'm still talking about Deer Hunters. I think it's 1970s, but like this, yeah, it's got it's got so many big actors in it. I can't think of any of their names.
Oh,
it's a good film. Anyway, it's a good film. But yeah, okay. Well, what about music, mate? What have you been listening to?
So I've been listening to a couple of new bits. One is it's not new, it's just I've sort of revisited it, but I've been listening to some of the Hollow Prophet stuff again. Oh, mate. Yeah, anyone that says, right? Anyone that says Ben Dur isn't at least top five best vocalist ever can eat the shit out of my ass, mate. I'm telling you, he is, in my opinion, the best vocalist to ever do it. That's just my opinion. Right.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I've been revisiting some of the Hollow Prophet stuff. And then aside from metal, Paolo Nutini I've been listening to a lot recently again.
All right, okay. Mate. Iron Sky's tune, mate.
Iron Sky, that's the one that I've been listening to, funnily enough. That and Candy. I mean, I think Candy's probably his biggest tune, but, mate.
Yeah, it's deep, man. I like the sample in it, in the middle. It's really deep. I love that. I love it. It's sort of emotional. Pretty sick.
He's Scottish, apparently.
Yeah, he's apparently he's like really he's like really recluse and doesn't really get involved. Like he'll just not work for ages and then all of a sudden come out and release an album, and go back. Because I was listening to a podcast with who's the guy, Lewis Capaldi?
Scottish as well.
And he was talking about him, saying he's a big fan, but you try to talk to him, he's like quite aloof and a bit.
Mm.
So it's interesting. I feel like the best musicians, the best artists, they're just a bit odd. I love that.
Yeah. Like, not odd in the same way, but do you know Aurora? She is a peculiar woman.
Yeah.
She's very odd. Yeah. Not odd in like a negative way at all. She's just
quirky.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like current day Bjork, I think.
Yeah.
Is she like Scandinavian or something?
Yeah, I think she's Norwegian. I think. Could be wrong, don't know. Her as well. She's like, I've listened to her since maybe, over 10 years now. Listened to her. She's the bollocks.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, other than that, just the typical sort of stuff that just comes on the playlist. I have to sort of keep the metal to a minimum in the workshop because it stresses Christian out. although I've got him on the Sleep Token bandwagon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Sleep Token will do it, wouldn't they? It'll send you to sleep.
Oh. Yeah, they certainly can. Mm.
Yeah.
What about you, mate? Anything?
I've been listening to, since I've, a little bit of metal, but I've been listening to a lot of pop punk and like emo stuff again.
Okay.
I love it. So I've been listening to... Me and your mum went to see a band called Chase Petra.
They're
American. And they are they're pop punk, indie, emo, quirky. Her voice is just like, you love it or hate it. They're American and she very much leans into her accent. And some people don't like that. And I get it. I do get that. Mm. But I love it. So we went to see, me and Emma, Ethan's mum, went to see them last week. And they were absolutely amazing. They were really, really good.
Mm.
You could tell there's no arrogance there. That they were so happy that they've been brought over and they're in England, and they were just like, you could see it, and they were trying so hard in their performance, and just loved it. It was brilliant. I thought it was great.
Sick. Yeah,
it was sick.
She did say. She did mention that she was going. I didn't know she went with, but now I know.
Yeah, it was sick, mate. It was sick.
Oh, gosh.
And this is probably a good little segue, actually.
Oh, that's true.
One band I've been listening to lately, and they're metal. They're so fucking heavy. A band called Orthodox. Now they're like, I don't know what you'd call them, beatdown, but like they've got like 90s feel almost to them. Mm. Loads of. Yeah, I've been listening to loads of them. He does, the vocalist is like, he does loads of mids mainly, but he also does like the King 810 talk thing a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Just really like emotional and aggressive in it. And been loving them recently. So we have to finish it off. You know, this episode has been a bit all over the place, which is sort of a little catch up.
Yeah.
We'll get back into the structure next time. But so this one we're going to go out with, we're going to listen to this. The song by Orthodox, and we're gonna have a chat about it after. But let's load up the track and we'll give it a listen.
Yeah, man. All right. And we're back. Smooth transition. Gosh. All right. So
let's go.
You can't see because my camera's in the way, but this is "Sacred Place" by Orthodox. It was recommended by Aaron. Gosh. Let's check it out. I haven't heard these before, so I'm looking forward to it.
It's so good. King H set. I love it. I love that.
Yeah. This sort of stuff will always get people moving live as well.
Oh, mate. But you see what I mean? Like, some sort of, like, metal.
Yeah.
Fine. Stretching.
Sparkly guitar ever.
They were like, I'd say these similar to you, weren't they? Like, genre wise.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Drama looks like an accountant. No, you can't go off on.
Yeah, mate. he's got the same vibe as, like, you know, Dan. Yeah, he turns yeah. up and he just absolutely rocks shit. But he looks like he is the music teacher.
He is a music teacher. What are your thoughts on that, mate?
Yeah, that's good. That sort of stuff's good. Like, it's. I honestly, at this stage, like, I would much rather listen to stuff like that than, like, Lorna Shore.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's just much more, it's easy to listen to. That sort of stuff as well, like, live is always going to be good. Always going to be good. Mm. Like, yeah, that's definitely more stuff I lean towards these days. Just that sharp, punchy, slammy. Yeah, that's a bit of me, mate, 100%.
It's second there. I love it. I think, so it's the heavy, it's a lot of breakdowns, but it's like still bouncy.
Yeah.
It's just, it's like you bang your head to these breakdowns and it's like, oh, mate, it's so heavy. The recordings are amazing as well. Like, I like his vocals. Like, he's not the most technically advanced. Like, he's got this gravelly mid and low sort of combination, but I think he does a lot with it. And I think that's a really good skill as well, to just whatever you've got, you are doing the best with that, and it sounds like, I think it sounds great.
Yeah, like that. I think it's almost like metal, the sort of metal that we like now is like sort of come to this like part or like crux of like, you've got to do this or you've got to do that to sound good. Like, you've got to have this standard of vocal, or you've got to have like this certain guitar tone, or like you've got to be overproduced. Like, it's good when people just come and they're just like, this is what I've got. This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, then fuck off. Like, that's the exactly attitude to have. That is the attitude to have, man. So yeah, it's no, sick, that was sick. Man. We've got same band live set. Is that right?
Yeah, so this whole thing is one of these, I don't know if it's the 696 ones, but I can't remember if it is, but it's like a whole set, but I just wanted to show you. So they open with this song, and just the first sort of 10, 20 seconds of this live set,
yeah,
it's just ridiculous. See, that it just looks amazing to be able to be that band playing that.
Yeah, man.
It looks, so
all right.
Just look how crazy everyone goes and the band goes. That's proper.
Here we go, we're in. Yeah, man.
Hey, yes, mate. Oh.
you're not fucking safe anymore. I love it.
That is so good.
Mate.
That's so sick. That makes you want to play live. Things like that.
Mate, honestly, if all local shows were like this, like you just talk, you just do local shows, Trevor. Yeah, mate, honestly, like this sort of stuff, like this sort of stuff is always gonna perform well live. Like, this is like a realization that I'm sort of starting to have now, is that like so many bands, I think, put like a lot of time, and like we've tried to be more, not complex, but we've tried to be more interesting and stuff. Honestly, you just don't have to be. You can just play fucking ones and opens and people will love it. You just got to play it in the right context. Like,
it's fun to play as well.
Yeah, because, mate, you open a show and that's the reaction you get. Like, that's so sick, man. That is
insane,
so sick.
It's insane, isn't it?
That's so sick.
Insane.
Yeah, man. Insane. Like, but honestly, this sort of stuff is like what I like these days. Like, this...
Oh, mate, the album's dope, mate. The album is fucking dope. Sick.
I've been listening a lot as well to Psycho Frame, man. I fucking love...
That's completely the other way, isn't it?
I mean, it is.
Crazy tech.
It's crazy technical, but follows the same sort of premise of it's just straight angry music that you can move to. I mean, they're all ridiculous in terms of, like, their technical music, like musical ability, like their drummer is actually ridiculous. But you know, same with like Mouth for War, they very similar to this sort of thing as well. It's just like, it's punchy, you can move to it, and their live sound is fat. Absolutely
angry.
Fat, yeah, man. Yeah, but no, this is sick. 100% check these guys out. Shout out Orthodox, man.
Yeah, they're sick, mate. They're my new sort of my new thing in the minute.
Mm.
But yeah, it's sick, mate. Sick. So that's been a good program. I think that's a pretty cool, pretty good time to stop. I think, what, we're about an hour?
Yeah.
So it's been good. Thanks, everyone, for listening and checking back in with us. We've got some more ideas we'll be posting soon.
Mm.
Shout out. All links in descriptions, all stuff. And... yeah, we'll catch you again very soon on the next one.
Yeah, catch you on the next one. Thank you for listening. Bye.